And so I met a few people. I met who I know now. I met Big Fatty and Granny at the Pepper Mill. And like I've told him on his show, I didn't know I was sitting so close to podcast royalty. So it was a neat introduction to some very nice people. And I've been a contributor to various shows over the years. I've sampled quite a few shows. I am particularly fond of Life on the Shit List, Lotzel, Pink Wheel Nuts, Big Fatty, of course, The Smell Cast, Toppy is a Genius. Let's see, I don't want to leave anybody out. Blind Time, of course. Poke It with a Stick. And,
Everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm particularly fond of Granny.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3187 of the BFO for far right, the 24th of April. 2020, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and y'all, I am not quite as worried sick as I was yesterday. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you are all right. It's going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you are cooler, or I'll tell you why Big Fatty is cooler when I get around to telling you about my day. But y'all, before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend on Saturday, we have not one but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and they were from the same birth canal. It's true. Y'all have met both of these gentlemen out there in Lost Wages. I met one of them a couple of times. The other one, then they both used to have little shows. The first one, Musing Mark, you know, he's the inspiration behind the Mark and Calendar. Yes, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Yes, y'all, he used to live in Canada, and I was wishing him a happy birthday, I think, one year, and I said Mark and, instead of saying Mark and Canada, I said Mark and Calendar, and so that's where that came from. Big Fatty, and you never let it die, it's true. But y'all, he used to be on the Lotzel, and he used to do his own little show, Musings of a Tech Writer, and I think there was another incarnation as well. I don't remember what it was, though. but y'all, it's Musing Mark. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Musing Mark. We do indeed. And y'all, then his twin brother, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's Midwest Matt. Big Fatty, we love Midwest Matt. We do. And he does the Midwest Matt Little Show. Is that what it's called? Yes, it's just the Midwest Matt Little Show. And y'all, Midwest Matt, still to this day, provided my favorite of all time Shark Week story. And anyway, Big Fatty, he can just drop a coil with the belly. He can indeed. But y'all, if you see Midwest Matt or Musing Mark on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big ol' piece of cake. Big Fatty, you know Midwest Matt will have such a big piece of cake that it'll be another... We'll swear the circus is in town if we saw it out on the sidewalk. Big Fatty, it's vulgar!
Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Now, y'all, you know, you have heard me over the past, I don't know how long, say that I've been worried sick about Miss Patty Bacon, because we hadn't heard from her. And y'all, you know, these are unusual times. Yes, Big Patty, and Patty Bacon is unusual. It's true. And right before I started recording today's little show, y'all, I received an e-letter. I received an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon, and I'd like to share it with you now. Yes, Big Patty. Y'all, let's just see. It's right here, and it says, "Ole Big." Oh, well, first of all, the subject is social media distancing, and it says, "Ole Big, it's me, Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota. Though I've taken refuge to hide from that Corolla virus in a vacant bunker in Dearnsville, Ohio, where that Kimmy Gibbler was held hostage." Kimmy Gibbler. I don't know who that is. "I'm glad I've always bought American jalopies. No coronavirus for me at this stage, thankfully. Hope you're keeping in good health. Sadly, the owner of this bunker had the current cut, so I haven't been able to get my car phone to work, so I am hopelessly behind on the little shows. But that's good in a way, because I also can't get a computer virus. But now I can't comment on any of your recent natterings either. The Lesbeterian delivery service man allowed me to use his car phone to send you this in exchange for some Scott tissue, a package of yeast, and some bananas. But I can fill you in on me and Mother Bacon. Just before we decided to play Anne Frank. And go into hiding, Mother Bacon decided to transfer one of her large assets to my name in case of any calamity. So we first spoke to a realtor, REAL-A-TER, who recommended an appraiser, and then we had to sign papers at the Niedrabah Savings and Loan, including a note of the Republic. And with that, the Bacon Motel became mine. I want to make some changes, maybe add a Caprice Classic Lounge to improve business. But of course, that will have to wait a bit until the country is clear of Corvair 19 and Mother and Mother Bacon is on a cruise of a lifetime. So I can have time to get the lounge open without her meddling. I mean, suggesting. For all intensive purposes, it is now my motel, but Mother Bacon will still try to be the boss. I think Mother is Latin for boss. Big, I hope you're doing well. I'm sure petroleum products in your area are now about 15 cents a gallon. I hope you have plenty of paper products, but I know you know how to work the Von's East and the Blunt market. It's a dog-eat-dog world, but you know how to get what you need. Oh, Bevins to Hetsy, that reminds me. Ole Poodle, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon, hey! Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I am... I truly have been... Have been worried sick about Patty Bacon. And, y'all, I did not know that Mother Bacon owned a motel. And I think this is lovely that that she's going to open the Caprice Classic Lounge. Yes, Big Patty, I wonder if they'll run out of mixers there, too. Well, it could be. But, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. Big Patty, she's not going to hear it for weeks. But, when she does hear it, she will be happy to know that we got some comfort from hearing from her. Yes, Big Patty, it's always lovely to have some comfort from Patty Bacon. It's just sizzling. Have you heard anything from Dells in Dallas? No, he's very busy. Very busy. Yes, Big Fatty, you pissed him off. That's what it is. Anyway, y'all, since I talked to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, I'd gone to the Bonefish Grill and got that family bundle thing. Yes, Big Fatty, enough food for 20 people. No, it was enough for 5 people. But, y'all, for my supper, I had a giant plate of Caesar salad, and I put some of the popcorn shrimp, the Bang Bang shrimp on it, and I had those little loaves of bread. It's a kind of a ciabatta bread with the dipping oil. I had some of that, and y'all, it was just absolutely delicious. And I'm going to have more of that Caesar salad as soon as I finish recording this, and I'm going to make the Bang Bang Chicken tacos to go with it. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I got out, and I did... No, I did not. Y'all, I was going to get out and do my second nipple walk, and y'all, I got a FaceTime call from young Nicholas. Yes, Big Fatty, I hear he's getting hammered. Evidently, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, saw an article saying what can Brown do for you? Drivers were getting hammered. Big Fatty, are they going out drinking together? Well, no, I think they're just busy. Oh, okay. Chris wanted to know who was hammering young Nicola. Big Fatty. But anyway, he said, I thought I'd stop by and check on the elderly. So, y'all, he stopped by. We maintained our social distancing. He had a little cocktail, and y'all, I pulled out a a bottle of Moose Pea wine, the Pinot Noir, 2017. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, a very good year. And I had a couple of glasses of that. Young Nicholas had a couple of cocktails, and we just kind of caught up on things. And then I sent him on his way, and came in, and what did I do? I watched something on the TV machine. Oh, but what I was going to say is I had already gotten my 12,000 steps before young Nicholas got here, so I didn't have to go back out for a second nipple walk, and I was able to maintain my streak. Big Fatty, we don't need you streaking. Okay. Big Fatty. Anyway, I watched The Survivor, and I put a little more wine in my glass, and as y'all, I was feeling no pain. And y'all, then I had purchased a bag of the white cheddar popcorn. Y'all, I was going to take it on our trip to Dollywood, but I've forgotten I had it. So y'all, I pulled it out and I had a little popcorn. It didn't make me as gurgly as when I make it with the bacon grease. But anyway, then I watched The Millionaire program, and seems like I watched something else in between also. I don't remember, though. Slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, that wine will knock you out every time. It's true. And I got up on Thursday morning, and I had my coffee, and for breakfast, I had a little sausage biscuit. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, since we were expecting the showers, the wind and the showers, the first alert weather day, y'all, I decided I would just walk a little extra, and so I've already gotten my 12,000 steps. It hadn't really hit yet. I don't think it's going to be as severe as they thought, but y'all, I'm not going to get out if it's raining. That's just all there is to it. So my record is intact. And y'all, after I got my share, I did a FaceTime call with Miss Kitty and asked if Sadie's shearing services were available, and he said they were. And so, y'all, I'm cooler. I'm cooler now because the side of my head has been shaved. And, y'all, I swear it feels like it's 10 degrees cooler. And, y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and I have just been piddling around, Ready. Put the plants from Fern Gully out on the walkway so they can get the free watering. Yes, Big Betty, you're a cheap ass. And y'all, that pretty much, I believe, has been my day. Yes, Big Betty, even though you spent a lot of your day today looking at that poon from that Joe in Dallas, you know, he sends the really good poon. Oh, y'all, by the way, don't forget tonight, stick it with a poke at 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. Be there and enjoy the poon. And that's my day. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, dear God, see y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't really have anything going on this weekend. We are having a suits meeting on Sunday night. Oh, and y'all, did you hear old Crooked Hat and Mittens have found the house of their dreams? We'll see if that actually happens. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard one of the birthday boys. That's Midwest Matt, but I think Musing Mark thinks exactly the same way. And Matt, on this birthday, tell us one of your lifelong secrets you've never shared.
I'm particularly fond of Granny.
Oh, what? But please, repress it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.